This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
In the highs and in the lows, mountain tops and seas below, I know we'll always find a way home.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true. Even on a lovely, lovely, lovely. Wow, why does that sound like it has echo into it? Anyways, even on a lovely, yes, so lovely Tuesday. It doesn't matter who the host is. Anyways, we are broadcasting not from the Safety FM studios, but we are broadcasting from... You ready for this? From Chicago. Yes, we are downtown Chicago right now in regards of getting everything set up for you, in regards of doing this lovely broadcast this morning. Anyways, day 107th of the year and only 259 days left to go. So this is what it sounds like when you're definitely not in a studio. I guess we always have to talk about that because I always get so weirded out when we get to hang out. Anyways, so we are coming to you from Chicago, downtown Chicago, as we are hanging out, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Okay, so as we're getting to hang out inside of the multiverse of things, yes, we are getting to do a little bit of everything today as we hang out and do all of our gigos. So why are we here? Well, we have a pretty big event going on today, but as you know, it is not open to the public, so why even discuss what we're doing? So we're down here hanging out in Chicago, but we'll come to you probably today and tomorrow from Chicago. It just really depends on how this whole thing is going to work out. So that's the number one reference. Outside of that, a lot of things to talk about, hanging and banging, depending on what kind of news stories you were taking a look at yesterday, because there was a little bit of everything going on as I was taking a gander of the news, no doubt there. So as we are hanging out, let's talk about, if you're new here, well, welcome to the show. If you're a person that's coming back, well, thank you for coming back. It's always important to hang out with you. But our show consists of talking about safety in the news and safety. So what does that mean when I say that? Well, we bring in some people to talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world in the news. I come in and tell you about what's going on with some main story stuff, besides that we're giving information on what is going on what we can see based on the information that's being provided. So that's always how this ends up working. And yes, over the next few weeks, we'll be all over the place as we're doing some of this stuff. So just want to give you, you know, a warning a little bit ahead. This way we're not surprised lined up. Well, it doesn't sound like you're in the studio today. But next week in particular, well, no, not next week, in 2 weeks in particular, if you're going to be at Energy Safety Canada, well, we'll be doing some live broadcasts right there. So don't worry about that particular portion. If you want to come hang out, say hello. Maybe even get you onto this thing so that way we can talk a little bit about what's going on inside of the world. That'll be taking part at Energy Safety Canada. I believe that is the 29th of April, all the way through the 2nd. So see you there in a couple of weeks if you're going to be hanging out in that general direction. If not, you can take a listen to what we have going on safetyfm.com as we are live broadcasting from there. As we get to do a whole bunch of different things, always a cool time as we get to hang out with you and do some things. Anyway, so outside of that, if you want to interact with the show this morning, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving inside of that neck of the woods. So that will get you moving inside of there if you're so inclined to do so. That's callinradio.com. So just for information purposes, that way you know what's going on, I know what's going on, and everything's moving and grooving from there. So with that being said, why don't we start talking about what in the hell was trending yesterday in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, layoffs hit Tesla and investigators pursued leads into the Baltimore Bridge disaster. Also, Dave Portney wins again, and Cowboy Carter remains on the top. So we'll talk about some of that stuff as we are moving forward in show business. Also, there is a housewife shakeup and a shakeup in Bravo and prop tanks from Fury hit the auction block. We'll talk about that as we get into details. And also, Prince Harry's team is back in royal court. So a lot of stuff going on right there if you're so inclined to know what is happening inside of this particular world. So there you go. By the way, I want to let you know, in downtown Chicago, a lot of info, or not a lot of info, a lot of noise where you get to see or get to hear a lot of vehicles running up and down just in the general area that we're located in. So that way you're not shocked if you hear an ambulance or two in the background as we are running. So just information purposes, that way you have it and know exactly what is going on now. So there you go. With that being said, let's go ahead and move in to some important stuff and talk about what in the hell is going on inside of the world of the news, because I think that's going to be important for you and important for me. So here's the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's war cabinet has met again to discuss how to respond to Iran's drone and missile attacks on Saturday. No decision has been announced. World leaders have been urging restraint to avoid wider regional escalation. Israel's ambassador to the UK, Sipi Hotovoli, says there needs to be a response of some kind.
We're listening very carefully to our friends and our allies, and we're definitely not into escalating anything. But one thing Britain knows more than any other country in the world, by not doing anything against aggressor, you also can create escalation. So if Iran knows that Israel is easy to target, maybe you'll be next. Maybe the UK will be next to show this type of performance. We've seen Saturday night of massive attack of drones. You've seen it in Ukraine. Why you think the Iranians, they won't hesitate to do it here as well? So we don't want to see that.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says the world is getting dangerously close to a nuclear accident. The warning comes after several drone attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. Speaking at the UN Security Council, Rafael Mariano Grossi, the Director General of the IAEA, said everything must be done to minimize the risk of an accident.
2 years of war are weighing heavily on nuclear safety at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Every one of the IAEA's 7 pillars of nuclear safety and security have been compromised. We cannot sit by and watch as the final weight tips the finely balanced scale. Even though the plant's 6 reactors are now in cold shutdown, the potential dangers of a major nuclear accident remain very real.
At least 39 people have been killed in flooding, landslides and lightning strikes in storms in Pakistan. There's been days of heavy rain in the southwest of the country. The Hong Kong government's condemned what it calls slander and smears by Britain after the UK said the city was on a negative trajectory. The UK has also sought to reassure Hong Kongers living there that they were safe. Laura Westbrook has more.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said in a six-month report on Hong Kong that since the 2020 Beijing-imposed national security law, political opposition had been all but eliminated. Hong Kong authorities had sought to enforce the law extraterritorially by issuing warrants on opposition activists living in the UK, and Cameron had this message to them: "You are safe." Last month, the city enacted its own security law. Hong Kong and Beijing reacted angrily to the report, saying Britain was interfering in Hong Kong affairs. Beijing said Hong Kong is now equipped with strong safeguards for national security, and order and stability had been restored following the 2019 protests. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, putting the focus back on Ukraine today. The US Congress is back at work, but it is still not clear as to when or if the House of Representatives will vote to provide Kyiv with fresh assistance. And Ukraine says it absolutely needs more help if it is to survive the anticipated onslaught by Russian forces that many military experts expect. As ammunition supplies run low, the Ukrainian foreign minister recently asked the US whether it could supply older surplus Patriot missile batteries while the wait for congressional action continues. And Carla Ann Robbins of America's Council on Foreign Relations says that's not the only second-hand idea being considered.
The Czech government has, you know, rallied 20 countries to have this common fund for purchasing artillery shells on the global market. Everybody's trying to pull together to try to figure out anything they can possibly do to push back against the Russians. But when you think a year ago, what we were talking about a Ukrainian offensive. And now what everyone's talking about is a Russian offensive. The Russians clearly have the upper hand at this point. And the Ukrainians need the support, even just to hold the line.
That Czech plan to send Kyiv surplus ammunition has already raised enough money to buy 300,000 rounds, and it's expected to start reaching Ukraine soon. But it is a bit like looking for loose change under the sofa in a bid to keep Ukrainian forces going. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's war cabinets met again to discuss how to respond to Iran's drone and missile attacks. The IAEA says the world's getting dangerously close to a nuclear accident in Ukraine. At least 39 people have been killed in storms in Pakistan. And the Hong Kong government's condemned what it calls slander and smears by Britain after it said the city was on a negative trajectory. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month
and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take DIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button,
you suck!
This rock block is for you.
Radio Big.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, we had to bring you some kind of information, no doubt about that, so don't worry. Yes, currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are broadcasting from downtown Chicago. Yes, that is what we have going on this morning. So how are things going inside of your neck of the woods? I always wonder that question. It's one of those questions that come up so often in my head because, listen, it is about the interaction that you and I get to have in this lovely time of the morning. So let's not play around and pretend that it's not important because it's extra important. You play a key part into what's going on in the day. I hope I play a key part of what's going on in your day as well, as things are going on, no doubt about that. So I don't even know why that button was hit. That's what happens when you're trying to move things around. So let's talk real quick about some things that are going on. Layoffs have hit Tesla. The company announced on Monday that a 10% reduction in its global workforce is in an all-hands email from Elon Musk. He said that cutbacks will enable us to lean, innovate, and hungry for the next growth cycle. This is according to Electrek. Meanwhile, at X, Musk said that on social media, the platform is preparing for a system that requires new users to pay a small fee in order to comment and engage with other posts. He called it only way to curb the relentless onslaught of bots, automated accounts that typically promote junk products, porn, and help spread lies and propaganda. This is according to Elon Musk in regards to what is going on there. So it will be interesting to see for sure what happens in the forefront, because that is what is going to get weird right away. with some of this information. So let's not lie about this. We're going to look at it and go, okay, so if this is the information that is happening, what is going to happen with the people that have been around for a while? Because you have to take a look at it and go, okay, so this is the information that they have been doing for a while. And so now they're going to change up some of the bots. So you'll see that there'll be some changes to their system. So this is two of his companies back to back in regards to some changes that are related to, well, of course, profits. Let's just not lie on what it is. So as you take a look at this, what kind of impact will this have on you, if any at all? Because some people, you know, look at this and go, well, this is not important to me. This is not going to have any kind of change in what I do day in and day out. Is that going to be the case for you? I mean, and Tesla doing cutbacks, it kind of makes you wonder because, I mean, right now the Cybertruck, it seems to be hitting on all cylinders. There's been all kinds of people wanting that vehicle. And then wasn't the Roadster their other vehicle? So are you having problems with generating a rev for both of those? So that's going to be one of those things to talk about. So that we'll see what happens going on. So let's talk a little bit about some other things. After the initial ruling out terrorism as a foul play, the FBI is now investigating last month's bridge collapse in Baltimore. In particular, investigators will determine whether the crew on the ship knew the ship had problems before it got underway. This investigation parallels a probe underway conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board. Reps for the Bureau so far will only acknowledge the investigators are actively on board of the ship looking for evidence. This is according to the New York Post. Now, listen, for the people that are here that are hardcore safety professionals, this has to be very interesting for you because we're talking now about potentially looking into a potential accident. We are looking at a potential issue that has occurred. Was there a known problem previously? Now, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come out of this. Because when you start doing investigations, when you start looking into audits, the problem that you run into immediately is that you're already looking that there is, quote unquote, a problem. Now, you're probably going to sit there and go for a moment, well, no shit, there was a problem. There was a bridge collapse. But if you look at this and go overall, think about any time you've done an audit. Anytime that you've done any kind of investigation, if you're in this field of safety, what is most of the time that you're going in there for? Because you already know that there's a problem and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do the quote unquote workaround. Think about it for a moment. I don't think that I'm going too far off my rocker here as I'm talking about this. So we will see what will happen as we move forward, because this is going to get very interesting relatively quick. No doubt about that. But you know how it goes around here. I have to be careful.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. While mainland Americans grapple with the bizarre situation of squatters living in unoccupied homes, a landowner in Hawaii is battling in court with a developer who built a three-bedroom house on an entirely incorrect lot. Annaline Reynolds brought a one-acre lot at auction a few years ago in the Hawaiian Paradise Park development for indeterminable reasons. A home construction company broke ground and began construction of another customer's project on Reynolds' lot. By the time that she got wind of the project, it was well underway, and attorneys for the developer and homeowners have since proposed a land swap arrangement, essentially offering Reynolds a plot of land so that the new homeowner can keep the house, but Reynolds rightly doesn't want the other lot. She wants the one that she bought. A judge will hear the arguments to how to proceed at the end of the month. This is according to KITV. Now, listen, the original landowner, I have seen an interview or two with them, and they're referencing of feng shui or feng shui or however you want to say it, on how they went there and how they loved every single aspect of this particular piece of land, and they don't want to swap it because that is not the land that they purchased. And listen, I get it. If there is something that you bought and you want it exactly the way that you got it, imagine that. We're not talking about, like, hey, a piece of clothing. We're not talking about something like that. Somebody built a whole house on your land, on the land that belonged to you. And it's like, oh yeah, we'll just swap out the land. Imagine if years later something goes down. So I don't understand on how this court case is going to work. Because think about this. This is going to set precedents regardless of what happens. Because if the judge says, oh, yeah, let's continue on with the land swap, like a forced version of it, I don't know how that will work. Because it's going to get strange, and it's going to get strange quickly. Because all of a sudden that means, shit, if I want to build on my neighbor's lot, because that's the lot I really want, well, that's going to set some precedents for that. So think about it in that fashion. Anyways, Greece government is preparing an action plan to arrest the nation's plunging birth rate. Yeah. What? How are they? What? Let's talk about this. Reuters reports that in 2022, Greece recorded the lowest total of number of births, not just the lowest birth rate in 92 years. Officials blame the recent debt crisis triggering immigration and souring attitudes towards families among young people in the decline. While official plans will roll out next month, components and will include cash and tax incentives for families in a new program that attracts immigrants from abroad, but even there is a difficult road ahead. 15 years after the 2007 and 2008 crisis, Greece's unemployment rate remains at around 25% and largely affected young people in the prime childbearing years, who say that their soaring inflation and unaffordable rental prices makes living in Greece impossible. Worth noting, though, let's hold on. So I don't understand the arrest portion. I think this might have been a huge typo. Yeah, because it says Greece government is preparing an action plan to arrest the nation's plundering. I guess it meant to address, because it definitely is not to arrest. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, you're getting arrested because you're not having enough sex.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so worth noting on that one, let's be sure that we know that the American government doesn't oversee policies that inflate the dollar and price on young Americans out of the homes, because that would become a very interesting one as we are talking as well. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. There's a new number two on the list of the busiest airport, jumping up from number five. Dubai now sits as the second spot after having served at around 87 million passengers in 2023, an increase of 31% from 2022. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is holding strong at number one, which it has done for more than two decades, now with about 104.7 million passengers passing through last year. Rounding out the top five of the airports is Dallas-Fort Worth, with 81.8 million passengers. London Heathrow is 79.2, and Tokyo is 78.7 million. So there you go. That's an interesting one. So take a listen to this. Actors Emily Van Camp and Josh Bowman welcomed their second child, a daughter, last month. Van Camp announced the news on Instagram with a photo of the newborn named Rio Rose. The couple are also parents of a two-year-old by the name of Iris. So congratulations there. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about some number stuff, because I think that's going to be important for us to talk about here for a brief memento. The Dow lost about 248 points to close at 37,735 on Monday. The S&P lost about 61 points to close at 5,061. And the NASDAQ lost about 290 points to close at 15,885. West Texas Intermediate closed at $85 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $90 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.63. Bitcoin fell again after a brief recovery on Monday, down nearly 4% and trading just over $63,000. There was more than 2,620 flights delayed into and out of the United States on Monday, and about 50 such cancellations. Let's see, what else did we have? Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $148 million jackpot or a $67.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is an opportunity to do so. And man, there could be some ransom there. No, okay, maybe not some ransom, but maybe that's something to look at. So take a listen to this. You know that earlier, well, I guess we talked about it yesterday, but also, you know, you noticed that O.J. Simpson died. I mean, this has been talk in the news, but take a listen to this. O.J. Simpson's infamous white Ford Bronco is for sale. This is not a joke. Take a listen to this. The three owners of the SUV, Simpson's former agent, Michael Gilbert, and two friends, Al Cowling and the guy who was behind the wheel on June the 7th, 1994, told Clissett that they plan to cash in on the renewed interest on the case. In addition to recent passing of Simpson, this year marks 30 years since the death of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, which is the trio that will help get them, will help them get money for the car. Are you ready what they're expecting to get for this Bronco? $1.5 million. Yeah. You heard me. $1.5 million for this thing. So the SUV has only about 32,000 miles on it. So we will see what happens. Of course, that's going to make some news as it does go into the auction block, because people are going to care about what happens there. You know it. I know it. We can pretend like it's not going to be a thing. It will definitely be a thing as we are talking. This place has the loudest air conditioner that we've interacted with in some time. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about some other stuff that's going on. Dave Fortney landed another big sports betting win with golfer Scottie Scheffler at the Masters wins over the weekend. Fortney placed a $300,000 bet on Scottie to win a plus 450 odds, taking home $1.35 million. The winning came after Scottie scored over $2.1 million when UConn won the NCAA championship. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. If you care about that kind of stuff, I guess that's important for you, because that's what he did. He was able to pull off a big win. I mean, I guess that's important for some people. I don't really care. So take a listen to this. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter is holding strong at the top Billboard 200 albums chart, staying at number one for the second week in a row. The album has the most weeks at number one at the for any Beyonce album since her self-titled set spent 3 weeks at the top since December of 2013 till January of 2014. This is according to Billboard. So have you taken a listen to this? Like, is it something that you have any interest in, or you don't care? I'm just asking. So anyways, let's talk about this, because we're talking about some music stuff real quick. Dua Lipa, do you know who she is? If you don't, you should probably look her up. It's important here for this show, especially when I tell you the next thing. But she will serve both as host and musical guest on May the 4th episode of Saturday Night Live. Will mark her first time as the host and the third time as a musical guest on the show. Also, the gig comes the day after her studio album of Radical Optimism drops. This is according to Variety. So, sounds like her new album drops on May the 3rd, and then she will be doing the hosting on, like I said, on the 4th. So May the 4th be with you. I wonder if there'll be any Star Wars themed stuff. Let's talk real quick. Civil War has the biggest opening weekend for an R-rated flick this year to date, surpassing the earnings expectation with $25.7 million in domestic ticket sales. The flick stars Kristen Dunst, Wagner Moura, and Kylie Spaney as the frontline journalists in the near future, covering a devastating conflict, and the U.S. is trying to make their way to Washington. It recently has a 83% score on Rotten Tomatoes. That's what's going on right there. Anyways, it's currently 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we should do right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time, as we're getting to hang out and do all the fun stuff around here, because there is no doubt that it is a fun time when you and I get to hang out. Now, listen, even though we're coming to you from somewhere else, we always have to bring up the stuff of what's going on in the main story. And why do I say this? Because the main story is so important to what we do. And, you know, sometimes we want to talk about complexity. And sometimes we want to talk about things that are so complex that people will not get it. We will talk about things that people look at and go, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. How can you explain this a little bit better? And I forget sometimes that when I get to go out here and do some of these conferences on the road, or some of these speeches on the road, that we use some technology. And I say technology, and I should probably use that term very, very lightly. But we use a tool to help us explain some things. And listen, tools are great. And when I talk about tools, people, some people use PowerPoint presentations. Some people use video animations. I'm one of these people that I don't want to say that I'm hardcore when it comes to certain things, but I like to use stuff that has a large impact on people. Now, there was a movie that came back, that came out a few years ago, that starred Steve Carell in it. Brad Pitt also had Ryan Gosling in it, that was known as The Big Short. Now, if you're not familiar with this movie, for the purpose of me talking about this, what they were talking about in the movie in particular, let me just explain, is about the shortage, or not the shortage, but the shorts that were done on mortgage rates many, many, many years ago. But there is a portion of the movie that they talk about complexity. And while they're talking about complexity, they are using all these issues that could potentially happen using a stack of Jenga. Now, if you're not familiar with Jenga, Jenga is a kid's game. It is a block game where you're supposed to move blocks that are three across and three wide. I guess that would be three across, but they're stacked three across, or not, they're stacked about 12 high and three across. And you pull one block and you put it on top of the set and keep on moving just to see the complexity. Well, on the purpose of using this, you would pull one block and keep it off just for you can see how the complex system is moving around as you're talking about a potential issue that is going on inside of the system. Now, what I have noticed now for years that by using a Jenga block set as doing this little storytelling and using that, when the Jenga set essentially falls, because that's a great part about it, when you keep on taking these things out and stop putting more in there, essentially something is going to fall out of there. People will start freaking out. They will start having a small panic attack that they can't imagine that something like this has happened. So with that being said, here's something to think about. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and I'll share this with you. When you look at this system, when you look at this of this thing potentially falling apart, there has to be one of these thoughts of where did things go wrong? And it's not trying to narrow it down to one particular block. It's about talking about this and going, how did we not notice that all of these things were going on in the system as things were moving? Impactfully, when you're doing this with a Jenga stack, it's amazing for people to have a visualization. And then, of course, when you're looking at this stack top down, you never see a problem. You have to look from different sides of what is happening. So for purposes of using a tool when you're having a discussion, think about this for a moment. And believe me, I don't own stock in Jenga or anything along those lines, but it's something that I want you to think about as you move forward. How would you do this? How would you set this up? And how would you take a look around on how you would do your next storytelling inside of your organization? Because I think that if you have a tool that can benefit you, it would not hurt to do so.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day. Improved quality of sleep. Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
The highs and in the lows, mountain tops and seas below, I know we'll always find a way home.
tone.
Okay, it's 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, April the 16th. I hope you had your taxes done, because if not, you know, it's a world of problems. Anyways, right here, you're taking a listen to Harris with Carry Us Home. Yeah, this song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. You can give it a little downloady-ody action if you're so inclined to do so, no doubt about that. We would like to thank Harris for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yes, because that's what we do. We have to thank people for allowing us to do stuff, no doubt about that. So there you go. Yeah, you know how it is around here. We love playing music, no doubt. Okay, so thanks once again to Harris for allowing us, like I said, to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show, no doubt. So anyways, let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever talk about in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. So let me tell you about my friends at TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, you'll see all kinds of information, but no. That no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Things can get better. To find out more information, once you get to their website, you'll see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, trauma, suicide, just to name a few. And I mean, once you start clicking on it, it's going to let you know all kinds of information that is readily available. No doubt about it. Listen, I will never sit here and tell you, oh yes, things in life are easy. Now, I might get frustrated about some things, but things in life are not easy. Anytime that anyone tells you, oh yes, that's easy, that life is easy. No, you don't know how I see things. You don't know how I go through stuff. So I could not tell you that. It could be much different for me than what it is for you. So, To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. TWLOHA.com. Go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Just remember that as we are talking. So let's get into some other stuff of the things that are going on inside of the world, because why would we not want to do that? So of course, it's pretty obvious that having tension in your relationship can be a stressful thing, but according to researchers at Birmingham University, there is a connection between stress and having an unsupportive partner too. And that could affect your health. In their study, they say that researchers found that wives who received support more wives who received support more negatively rejecting help felt less understood, validated, and cared for by their partner, and that's had stress amplifying effects, meaning that levels of stress hormones, cortisol, increase. Higher levels of cortisol can lead to increased risk of obesity, cancer, and heart disease, and accelerated aging of immune systems. On a happier note, those who said that their partner showed positive support skills showed lower stress levels and felt more understood, validated, and cared for. My wife has always been very supportive. Every day she encouraged me to get out there and find a real job. So, no, just saying. And anyways, well, my first wife definitely can't say that I'm not supportive. I've been supporting her for years. I know. Oh, just the things that are said.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
So you know how we track news of the weird? Let's talk about some of this. It's a good idea to snack before heading out to the grocery run. And new research shows that food shopping on an empty stomach can lead to some serious overspending. A poll of 2,000 adults in the USA found that the average person spends an extra $26 per trip when they're hungry. And with the average person making about 2 grocery runs per week, well, you'll do the math. You'd better off to stock up on snacks so it doesn't happen. So there you go. Also, yes, TikTok has become a useful resource in finding important information, whether that's discovering useful products or time-saving hacks. And here's the problem. New research shows that health and wellness tips should probably be taken with a grain of salt. A study at Dublin City University found that 57% of people who use TikTok consider their main source of nutrition information, and 87% of millennials and Gen Zers do as well. But get this, just 2.1% of info is accurate, regulated with public health codes. Some of the recent viral hacks that surface on TikTok include Nature's Ozempic, the supplement Bourbon Bind, and a practice of marinating Diet Coke in the fridge for days to make the flavor crisper are also for you to, you know, to realize that things are not what they seem. How the hell do you make Coke crisper? And I'm talking about Diet Coke. Don't get confused that I'm talking about Coke, because people are going to get weirded out about that.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Always some weird stuff going on, that's for sure, as we are talking. No doubt about that one, as things are going through the multiverse, because, man, I never understand on how weird some of the stuff get. Like, at what point in life did you ever think that people were going to look at going to quote unquote a social media platform such as TikTok that was known for dancing, for it to be the thing where people go, yeah, that's where we're going to get all of our information that's related to anything else. So let's talk about this, even though I normally don't try to go to Kardashian information, but let's talk about this. Khloe Kardashian is being trolled on social media following the death of O.J. Simpson, thanks to the longstanding conspiracy theory that he is her biological father. Despite both Simpson and Khloe's mom, Kris Jenner, denying that there was ever a relationship between them, the theory has remained active. While most of the comments simply jokingly were followed by expressing their condolences, one user, wrote, "This is technically the third time Khloe has lost a dad," referring to her dad, Robert Kardashian, then Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, and Simpson. This is according to the Miami Herald. So what do you think about this? Because that gets so weird when you really give it some consideration. So all of a sudden, for years, people have had this conspiracy theory. And I'm not big on talking about weird stuff like this, but I guess we're here, so can't really stop it now. So people have said for years that is her dad, and I just don't understand. And I mean, there has been charts that have been posted online where people go, yes, if you take a look right here, you can see on how they resemble each other so much, blah, 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 blah. And I look at it and I go, how do you come up with these concepts? And go, okay, this is what we're going to run with. And we have decided that today, this is what your parent looks like. And that's it. You have no ands, ifs, and buts in saying it. And I would imagine that, you know, that her mom would know better if he's the dad or not. I mean, and I'm pretty sure that social media is not going to be the first place that they would have that consideration of breaking that down if that was the case or not. Well, anyways, with that being said, let's get into the motivation minute because, man, things got strange quick here.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dan. Jeff Bezos said, "If you never want to be criticized, for goodness sake, don't do anything new." I love that. What a great quote. Some love Jeff Bezos, some despise him. I'm not really passionate about him either way. I know he's done well for himself as the creator of Amazon. He's changed the world in many ways. There were hard lessons learned along the way, some costly mistakes, and some profitable gambles. But like his quote, "If you're afraid to be criticized, for goodness sake, don't do anything new." When you blaze a new trail, you're going to most likely have a bumpy path. It's not until the pioneers have established a path for others to follow that things are a little smoother for everyone else.
The Motivation
Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, yeah, self-implosion is always a good thing, I guess, if you want to give it an interesting twist or look, as we are talking, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about some things that occurred back on this day. Where do we want to go here? Let's see. Let's talk about 2020, because it seems like it was long enough that we should torture ourselves with this information. Back in 2020, over 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the past 4 weeks, wiping out 9.5 years of job gains. It is the largest and most dramatic rise in claims since the Labor Department started tracking the data back in 1967. Of those 22 million, 5.2 million were first-time filers. That happened back in, are you ready for this? 2020. Man, what a strange time that was back then. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sadie Sink turns 22. Anya Taylor-Joy turns 28. Lillian Mummy turns 30. Chance the Rapper turns 31. Nate Diaz, 39. Claire Foy turns 40. Gina Carano turns 42. Tom Segura, 45. Akon turns 51, Vicky Guerrero turns 56, Martin Lawrence turns 59, Bill Belichick turns 72, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turns 77 today, so that's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It's, let's see, Selena Day, National Orchids Day, National Librarian Day, National Eggs Benedict Day, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, and Save the Elephant Day. So hold on, the Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, that could be that could make things weird, especially if people don't know that that's something you're supposed to celebrate. I'm just throwing that out there. That way somebody doesn't show up with some element of surprise once they get to work. So there you go. That's some things going on today-o, if you're so interested in that, that's for sure. Anyways, what else? If you need a... Matter of fact, let's not give a random joke. Let me give you some whack facts real quick. Darth Vader is derived of the old Dutch meaning of Dark Father. Your heart beats 100,000 times a day. At birth, baby pandas are smaller than mice. Allergy season is getting longer and more intense each year, and the feudal Japan lords purposely built homes with squeaky floors as a defensive measure against ninjas, and the word MacGyvered is in the Oxford Dictionary, just in case you did not know that, so there you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, try this. If you can't get a lawyer who knows the law, get one who knows the judge. I think that's a good idea. Anyways, let's see, first phone star for today. What movie do you believe everyone should watch at least once? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey asks, if you could hypnotize a spouse to do one thing, what would it be? This was the number one answer. What was it? Do you know what the number one answer was? It's kind of sad. It's clean the house. Like, seriously, clean the house. That's the number one answer. Would have never guessed that would have been the number one answer. But, hey, we're here now, so too late now. So, anyways, with that being said, this is going to pretty much come up and sum up our time together. I want to do reference this real quick. If you are looking forward to coming out to the Conklin Conference, tickets are moving and grooving real quick. You're more than welcome to come out, hang out with us. That is taking place September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out more information. There is a room block available if you're looking to stay at where the event is being taken place at, so that's going to be a good time to hang out. Currently, Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, let's see, Jen Long and Todd Conklin are all scheduled to be there. We'll have some surprise guest speakers as well, but we'll leave that closer to the date, and it's not good if I tell you ahead of time on what we're working on, that is for sure. Anyways, at the top of the hour, Sheldon Primus will come in and take over here on Safety FM and do the things that he does. If you want to hang out with me, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so as we talk about the world of, well, music news and so on. If you hang out with Sheldon, he'll tell you about the world of safety consulting. That is for sure. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, if I could leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. In dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities. Keep that in mind, because that will always be important. Anyways, I know who you are. And you know who I am. Love ya, mean it. And goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So bright, starry night, in countryside we'll fight. All we need in this life.